Patient's last name is AHMADI. Again, AHMADI. First name is MAQSOOD. Date of service is July 19, 2023. Next paragraph, our patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury for step. That the first incident was in February 2003. First up, he was in Iraq. First up, a patient was standing on top of the roof. First up, there was an airstrike. Come and hit the house next to his. First up, a patient tells me that the blasts caused him to fall down. First up, his helmet came off. First up, he hit the head. He hit the head onto the ground. First up, a patient tells me that. There's a big lump on the frontal head, more on the left side of the frontal head. So first up, a patient had immediate loss of consciousness. So first up, a patient tells me that he was out of consciousness for a few minutes. So first up, when he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented, and dazed out. So first up, a patient had severe headache. So first up, since then, he's got this big lump on the frontal head, first up, and the frontal skull, first up. The next paragraph, the second episode was in April 2003. First up, a patient was hit by a sniper onto the left thigh. First up, a patient tells me that the bullet that shattered hits the left thigh. First up, there was thousands of shrapnels in the left thigh. First up, a patient tells me that he fell down as he was hit, comma, and hit the back of the head. First up, the patient tells me that he had also lost of consciousness. First up, he lost of consciousness as he fell. First up, he has confusion and disorientation when he woke up. First up, the next paragraph of the third episode was in April of 2003. First up, the patient was on a truck. First up, however, there was an IED explosion. First up, the patient tells me that the IED explosion blast has caused him to hit the head. The first up, a patient did not lose consciousness. The first up, our next paragraph of the fourth episode was also later in 2003. First up, there was a mortar attack at his base. The first up, he wasn't even wearing a helmet at that time. First up, a patient fell down and hit the head. The first up, a patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness. The first up, but next paragraph, since then, he's got a large bump on the head. First up, a patient also has significant memory loss. First up, a patient needs to check things every day. First up, a patient needs to double-check everything. First up, a patient has severe headache on a daily basis. First up, a patient has difficulty sleeping. First up, a patient has lost focus very easily. First up, a patient has difficulty to concentrate and focus. First up, a patient has insomnia symptoms. First up, a patient our patient currently is not working, first up. He was previously working for a car dealership, first up. Our patient has difficulty with his job because of his constant headaches, comma, memory deficits, comma, difficulty to focus and concentrate. First up, a patient lost his job. First up, patient is currently not working. First up, an extra part of it. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient has multiple head injuries in 2003 when he was in Iraq. First up, specifically, the most serious one is he was in a roof, and there was an airstrike onto the house next to him. First up, the blast of the explosion hit him. First up, he fell off, and the helmet came off, and hit the back of the head. It hit the frontal head. First up, patient immediate loss of consciousness. He was also shot next month. In 2003 in April, he was shot by a sniper, hit the left thigh, and he fell back, and hit the back of the head. First up, he also had loss of consciousness. First up, and since these incidents, a patient has significant headaches. First up, patient also have memory deficits. First up, he's got poor concentration, poor difficulty to focus. First up, patient also have insomnia symptoms. First up, patient also have a large bump on the forehead, on the frontal head. First up, the loss of consciousness, headaches, memory deficits, difficulty concentrate and focus, these are all common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks as unification. Next paragraph, a MoCA examination. Continue MoCA examination, patient score MOCA, MoCA examination, patient score 24 out of 30. First up, a patient missed one on attention. A patient missed two on abstraction. First up, a patient missed three on delayed recall. First up, this marks the end of the patient.